comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going to continue exploring how this crazy COVID-19 virus is affecting people not only in our communities and our schools and our businesses, but just everywhere, and it mushrooms out in ways I think we don't even realize. So we have on the phone with us today Carrie Gore. She's the director of Hastings Community Education. And she usually comes in and tells us about all the good programs that they have coming up and all sorts of things like that, which I know you are eventually going to have some wonderful programs, so maybe we'll get to that. And also she has on the line with her Megan Lesh. Megan is one of the lead teachers with Kids Campus, the elementary part of it, elementary school age kids. So welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're glad to talk about the dramatic changes that we've been experiencing.
And by the word dramatic, how are you using that?
we're trying to stay positive.
Carrie, this is really uncharted territory, isn't it?
It really is. And each day we're just kind of trying to wrap our brains around what's happening and how we can move and shift to address all the needs that we're facing.
So let's go back maybe a week or so ago, or even before then. Last week, Hastings was on a spring break, and so we were all just, you know, having fun, and then the world kind of changed, and you've had to do a lot of scrambling, I know. So how was your spring break?
So, yeah, it was very interesting, and we had Kids Campus, our regular school-age care program, happening all last week because that people had signed up for spring break and needed the child care components. And so, you know, we started that last week and Megan was there on site, but the way that we operated had to change on the spot, and they really had to pay attention to, you know, how we were cleaning the sites and keeping the kids with the appropriate social distance apart from each other and all of that goes into it. So we're getting the news. We're trying to do what we had planned, but having to shift right away during spring break.
So the Kids Campus program, I didn't realize, was going on during spring break. Explain what that is and the hours and how fabulous it is for working parents.
So we open at 6:30 in the morning, and then we close at 6 at night. And on a normal spring break, we usually go to one or two field trips. And last week, we did have to cancel them. So we stayed at the school on site all week long and did some of the things that Carrie talked about.
So the fact that you found out about this in the middle of the week, I bet you did have to do a lot of scrambling. What does that entail?
We tried to limit the amount of kids we had in each area and made sure that they were kind of spatially away from each other and always cleaning their hands and being aware of what they are doing, because this was all so new to them at that point. So the interesting thing is, with the governor's order,
he really specified who we are to serve. So while Kids Campus is open to anybody that wants to register for it, this week is very different in that we are only serving children of Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees. So the kids that are coming here, their parents have to have emergency care jobs, and it's really not open to everybody.
So explain what Tier 1 and Tier 2 is, please.
So there is a whole list of different jobs, but I'll give you a couple examples. So nurses, doctors, police officers, EMTs, they're all Tier 1 emergency employees. But as we've seen it played out, there are other emergency workers in our community for services that are very important to our daily lives. So I think about grocery stores that are open and very busy right now, and we need them to be able to go to work. So those are our Tier 2 employees, and we're caring for those children as well. So grocery store workers, gas station attendants, people maybe that work at Walmart, Targets, all of those sorts of places. Those are Category 2 employees. And of course, I'm just naming a few. There is an extensive list of employees that qualify for this free emergency care child care.
So that's pretty incredible that it's free. How is it going to be funded?
I think there's still a lot of question marks behind that. But as Governor Walz said, he is allowing school staff to be paid. So we're using the staff that are being paid, but their jobs are different than they were 2 weeks ago. So those staff are working here in the emergency child care program.
Are there any kids there that you knew before, or are these all new kids?
There is a mix of our normal Kids Campus families and then a different amount from families throughout the district that need this.
Yeah, that we haven't seen before.
That is just crazy. How are you keeping the kids apart?
So we have been collaborating with the Pinecrest principal, Paul Baker. He has been fabulous. And we've kind of taken over all of Pinecrest Elementary. So we are using all the classrooms here so that we can keep our classrooms with 6 kids and 2 staff. And so we don't want any more than 10 people in one room. And some further details about that, Mo, is that before the kids even got here, we went into the classrooms and picked out 6 tables and 6 chairs and spread them out as well. So as the kids are coming in here, they're still socially distanced.
And what is the age range of the kids that are coming in?
Yeah, great question. We are serving grades K through age 12 as specified.
I would assume that's such a broad range of ages. Are you doing each room by age, or how is that working? By family?
Yep, absolutely. The rooms are split out into grades.
What are you telling them about what you're doing or what the world is like? Do you get into any of that with these kids? Do they ask?
You know, I've seen some really great things, and staff have stepped up in a big, big way. We have great smart boards here, and I've seen staff showing hand washing videos and how to use your sleeve Kleenex, all of that, if you have to sneeze. And so they're trying to teach kids how to keep themselves safe. But everybody is really upbeat and positive, and kids seem to be having a really good time while they're here.
Wow, that's so nice. Are they able to go outside at all?
Yes, they are. Yep, we do make sure that we sanitize all the equipment after it's used. We do use the computer lab. Again, we have to sanitize the keyboards, the mouse, anything that they touch, and after every use. So we just need to make sure that we're on top of what they touch and keeping them safe.
It's so great that you're doing this. What about kids that are younger than school age? Is there anything out there for them?
You know, everything changed for us very quickly, and what we are to offer and what we are not to offer was pretty clear for us. And so at this time, the school buildings are not being used for kids that are younger than grade K. And I've been so focused on this, I really don't have many answers about what's out there for younger, but I do see our community stepping up and helping one another. I've seen quite a bit of communications about friends, family, neighbors helping each other out.
It's really nice. And out of all of bad things, there are good things if you look for them. And it sounds like this is really something that is great about what you're doing and about our community. So tell us a little bit more, Megan, about the typical Kids Campus program. Is this a year-round program?
Yes. So during the school year, we offer before and after care. And then in the summer, we run a completely different program by the same staff.
And is this something that is done in one specific place, or is it in both? Are there two elementary schools in Hastings?
There are three.
There are three, of course.
Yep. We offer before and after care at Pinecrest Elementary, McCullough Elementary, and Kennedy Elementary. And then in the summer, we are all in one spot, and that is the high school.
So people can sign up for this ahead of time. What about the kids that aren't going now to Kids Campus? What has become of them?
So, well, the other great thing that's happened, and you know, community education really likes to collaborate with our partners. The Y has recently been able to help step up and partner with schools. And so they of course want to serve any tier one, tier two, but they are able to serve others as well.
That is so nice. Is that free also, Carrie, do you know?
That one is not free. That one is $40 per day.
Okay. So what else would you like our listeners to know about what's going on? I'm curious to know what a typical day looks like, and I can't imagine how hard this must be to keep kids separated, to keep them busy. I only have two at home, but you have, how many munchkins do you have at the place at your Pinecrest now?
As of this morning, we had 81, I believe, registered for the program.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't mean 81 are coming every day. You know, we're seeing numbers more in the 30s at this point in time. But we are working really hard to design activities that are really fun for them. We talked about how they go to the gym and outside and in the computer lab. But the Kids Campus staff have done a great job in planning activities for them to do that they really enjoy so that they're having a good time here. Next week's gonna look a little different because e-learning will start. And so while we have the kids here, we plan to have designated times throughout the day that they will be working on their e-learning. And we have staff here that can assist them if they have questions, but we really are encouraging them to communicate with their teachers while they're here.
So the same thing, you'll have kids separated in different classrooms?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to do is to make sure that they have limited contact throughout the entire time that they're here. So we keep them with the same group of kids and try to keep them with the same group of staff. So they'll still be in the same classrooms that we put them with, which is nice because they are according to grade. But so they'll just do their e-learning in their typical classroom time here with us and have time set aside to do the early e-learning.
You know what? I think that they're probably going to get more done than some of the cuties at home.
I know. I was just saying that I'm kind of worried for my own kiddos.
I am too. What's the age range again to send them to Kids Campus? Do you take senior high kids? You know, this is really opening up just so many different things that it's the old adage, you don't know what you don't know. And I am learning so much about how this crazy virus has impacted people on so many different levels and different ways that we couldn't even have known. I mean, I didn't even know the term social distancing existed until a couple of weeks ago.
No, I hadn't heard of that one either. So, you know, we're trying to learn that ourselves and then be able to help students learn about that.
What are some of the funny things that have happened? Because, Carrie, it's probably been a while since you've spent this much quality time with little cuties.
Well, I've been kind of trying to help the staff get off their feet. Yesterday, my steps were quite high. I was impressed with myself. Megan, do you have any funny stories?
No, when we're walking in the hallway, they love putting out their arms and trying to visualize they're 6 feet apart. And
they are
really taking this seriously, but in a fun way. Yeah, to teach that concept, the staff here had a really great idea. We have 6 feet jump ropes, of course,
And so the staff would grab onto one end and have the student grab onto the other to just kind of give them that visual as they're walking down the hallway of how far apart we need to stay from each other.
I love that. That's very cool.
Staff's just so creative, so great. So I can't say enough positive things about the community ed staff and the district paras and all the other staff that have just jumped in and helped us get things done here.
Well, I can't say enough also about the school district, because I have a middle schooler and a high schooler, and I got personal phone calls from both schools asking, do we have what we need to be successful at home with e-learning? It just was really, really heartwarming. You know, what can they do for us? Does anyone need to talk to a counselor? Is anyone feeling anxious about what's going on? It's just really, really wonderful to see so many people rise to the occasion and how we really are all in this together.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of been the mantra everywhere we've been within the school district, is we're all in this together. And, you know, just seeing the food service staff here, they do bring the kids breakfast and lunch while they're here. And they're just going from classroom to classroom and, you know, helping out and rolling up their sleeves. And then the kids benefit from that. You know, we get the food here and they're, you know, building routine and all of that good stuff.
Well, that is wonderful. So the kids are actually getting two meals?
Yep, breakfast and lunch. Just as you may have heard, or your listeners have heard about the food that's being delivered in the community, our site is part of that as well.
If somebody is listening and perhaps they a tier one or tier two job, is there an opportunity for them to still sign up for Kids Campus?
That's right. So on our community ed website, if you go under school age care, there's registration opportunities there to register for Pinecrest Emergency Child Care. That's where you'll find it. And I will just say that we need 24 hours notice to begin care, because we do also provide transportation with the bus company if you need it. We make sure that we manage that registration system. It begins at 9 and ends at 4 every day.
Carrie, thank you so much. Megan, really nice to chat it up with you as well. And we want to thank our guests for telling us about the Pinecrest Emergency Child Care Program that is going on now at Pinecrest School in Hastings. Carrie Gore, she's the Director of Hastings Community Education. And Megan Lesh, she's one of the lead teachers with Kids Campus. And we're grateful that you took the time to call in today. Would you please just be safe, and thank you for all you do. And if you run into any of the parents of this Tier 1 and Tier 2 group, be sure you thank them as well for all they're doing.
Thank you so much, Mo. Yes, thanks for having us.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.